Hello.
Hi, this is John, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Registered to vote in Kern County, you said?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, all right. Perfect. Not a problem. Thank you. And in this case also, I wanted to ask you, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress,
well,
county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
Well, I'm going to try.
Okay, will that be probably or almost?
Pardon?
Will that be probably or almost certain, your answer, that you're going to vote? Are you probably going to vote or are you almost certain to vote?
I probably will.
Oh, probably will. Okay, not a problem. And thank you, ma'am. And thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like county board of supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
Well, I don't normally vote, but I have been living up north, and I'm here.
Okay.
Well,
so you haven't voted in those races, or only vote some of the time?
I have voted up until this point.
Okay, so always vote then, just to make sure.
I will vote. I'm trying to get it together now.
No. What I'm asking is, in this case, do you always vote most of the time? Vote only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
I've always voted.
Oh, okay.
For years,
perfect, ma'am. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure about your answer. You know, you're fine, ma'am. No, you're fine, ma'am. Didn't mean to interrupt you, you know, make you feel bad. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track for Kern County in general?
Well, I think they kind of sort of got out of
so would you say that? Would you say this in this case that they are in the right direction or the wrong track?
I think they may be on track. I'm not sure. I'm going to tell you. I got to look over.
All right. Okay. Not a problem. And before we finish, I'm going to read your scroll, the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can also say that as well. In this case, would you say you have a favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Kim Salas?
I would say. Or,
Remember, there are no like right or wrong answers. This is just your opinion. It's just an opinion, Paul. We're not trying to sell you anything.
Oh no, I understand. It's terrible.
No worries. Or if you have no opinion or haven't heard. Oh, okay. The next one is for. In this case, will you say you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Leticia Perez?
Will you repeat that?
Yes. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Leticia Perez? If you never heard of the person, you can also let us know as well.
So I have never heard of the person.
Oh, okay. Not a problem, ma'am.
I have some problems with my memory.
No, that's fine, ma'am.
And
would you say
a lot of these things, I have been living up north, but I've been here for a while. And there's a lot of things I don't really know.
Understood, ma'am. And would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Kamala Harris?
No.
When you say no, is a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion about her?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you, ma'am, for your opinion. The next person on the list, would you say that you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Understood. Somewhat unfavorable. Thank you, ma'am, for letting us know your opinion. The next one on the list is, in this case, for Gavin Newsom. Would you say that you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Gavin Newsom? Or if you haven't heard, somewhat favorable? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Somewhat favorable. Would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
I would say good.
Good. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance? Do you think that deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Well, somewhat. Someone new, mate.
Someone new. All right, perfect. Not a problem. We appreciate that, ma'am. And if the election for president will help today.
All right, couldn't do better, sir. But
no, that's fine, ma'am. No, you're fine, ma'am. Remember that there are no right or wrong answers, so you're fine, ma'am. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, don't worry about it. There are no right or wrong answers. I was going
to
ask this.
Do I have to come in? Do I, go to the poll, for voting?
And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris or a third party candidate?
Well, I wouldn't be voting for Donald Trump. So
would you say a third party candidate or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Okay. And if the election for a Kern County supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom will you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
Leticia Perez. And the other one was who?
Leticia Perez?
I guess.
Okay, not a problem, ma'am. Just wanted to make sure. How certain are you that you will vote for Leticia Perez, county supervisor. Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I would say certain, somewhat certain.
Somewhat certain. Thank you for your opinion. And can you please, and can you please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor? I'm going to read the list, and you can stop me when I get to one of the issues that you think that is most important to you when deciding your vote for county supervisor. The first one on the list is crime.
Crime.
You said, all right, not a problem.
I don't understand
and
this one. Will you repeat that?
No, it's not a question. I was just asking you if you can please tell me one of the, I'm going to read you a list of issues. I want you to tell me what of these issues, just one, is the most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. The first one on the list is crime. You can stop me anytime when I get to the one that is the most important to you. The second one is roads and traffic. The third is county taxes. What was that?
That was the next one.
Jobs and the economy. The next one is homelessness. The next one on the list is housing cost. And the last one is climate change. Which one out of the issues that I read to you is the most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor?
The economy.
The economy? Okay, perfect, ma'am. The economy, you said, not a problem. And before we finish, just let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas for each. Can you tell me whether it is a convincing reason for you to vote for her?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote for Kim Salas for county supervisor?
Would you repeat that one, please?
No, it's not a question. I was just giving you the instructions in this case. I haven't asked you the questions. You're good. You're good, ma'am. Don't worry. The statement, it says the following. It says, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and the trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Does that make a very convincing reason for you to support Kim Salas for county supervisor? Yes, not a problem, ma'am. The next one, a statement on the list, it says that Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care, and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved young training programs. Does this make a very convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor? Somewhat convincing reason to support her? A little convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor? Or not at all convincing reason to support her?
The first one you gave.
The first one?
I think it was the first one.
All right, not a problem. Very convincing. Thank you, ma'am. The next one, it said, the next statement before we finish, it says that Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction. Well, I'm sorry, Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that the law enforcement agencies have the staffing resources they need to keep our neighborhoods safe. Does that make a very convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor?
Definitely. Yes.
All right. Understood. And the next statement, it says that Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Does that make a very convincing reason to support her? A somewhat convincing reason? A
yes,
little convincing?
Yes.
Somewhat? Oh, a very? Okay. Not a problem. And it also says that Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. Does that make a very convincing reason to support her as a county supervisor? Somewhat convincing? A little...
Yes.
Okay. Would you say very convincing then in this case?
Very,
just to make sure.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. All right. Understood, ma'am. Thank you. And after hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom will you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor.
Leticia Perez.
Perez, okay. Not a problem. And right now, since we just went over Kim Salas from his statements, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez for each one. Please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts. Serious doubts. Minor doubts or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. The first one on the list, it says that in this case, as a county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen in this case, and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all California. Does that raise very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your own mind about Leticia Perez, ma'am?
No doubt. I think.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry, I couldn't get that, ma'am.
Pardon, I don't know what to say.
It's just a statement, the one that I read. What we were asking you about a statement is if that statement makes you get very serious doubts on your mind about Leticia Perez when it comes to being reelected as a county supervisor, serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts about it in order for you to support her.
By the doubts.
Okay, minor doubts. Okay, thank you, ma'am. The next statement, it says that Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine, and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Does that raise very serious doubts? Minor doubts or no real doubts in your own mind about Leticia Perez, ma'am?
I would just say minor doubts. I don't know. I'm going to be honest.
I'm sorry? What was that? I'm sorry? Minor doubt, you said? Remember, there are no right or wrong answers, ma'am. You can say, whatever that you think that is the most convenient thing for you when it comes to your opinion, and we will respect that. There are no right or wrong answers. This is just an opinion poll.
I would say by the debt, by the whatever.
Minor doubts?
Yes.
All right. Remember, these are not questions. These are statements. What we're asking you, if the statement that we read to you raised very serious doubts in your own mind about Leticia Perez, serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts. The statement, it says, before we finish, ma'am, Perez does not show up for work in her last two terms. She missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. In this case, does that raise very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about Leticia Perez?
Serious doubts.
Serious, okay. In this case, would you say very serious doubts or just serious doubts? You say,
well,
oh, okay. Not a problem. And finally, just so we can finish, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, other?
Myself.
Yes.
I've been voted Democrat. I have been voted Democrat.
Okay, so Democrat, not a problem. Thank you. We appreciate your opinion. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat? Or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong
Democrat. Thank you. And thinking in
political
terms, would you say that you are very liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Repeat that one.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Well, I'm conservative, maybe.
Conservative. Okay, would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I'll say somewhat.
Somewhat,
well,
okay.
And
what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
It's been so many years, I don't even remember.
I'm sorry?
I was just saying it's been so many years, I don't remember. I'm 91
years old. Did you graduate for high school?
Now.
Did you graduate for high school?
Yeah, I didn't graduate.
From high school? You didn't? All right, not a problem. And in what year were you born?
1933.
Okay, 33. Thank you, ma'am. And are you or anyone in your household or of Hispanic or Latina descent?
You mean living in the home?
Yeah, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latina descent?
No, deaf.
All right, not a problem. And you consider yourself to be... All right. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
No.
When you say no,
yeah,
would that be...
That question correctly.
It's not a question. What we're asking you is how you consider yourself. Is it white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, multiracial, another race not listed from the ones mentioned?
Oh, I'm white. I'm not a racist at all.
I'm sorry, what is your race, you said?
My race. Oh, I'm
your
sorry.
Your race, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and finally, strictly just for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
My first name is Joel, J-O-A-N.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. This concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation, and you have a beautiful evening, John. We do thank you for your opinion, okay?
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for your patience.
You were great. You have a beautiful rest of your evening.
I don't hear good.
No worries. No worries.
A lot of things going on with me right
now.
No
worries. You were perfect. Don't worry about it, okay? I do appreciate your time. You enjoy the rest of your day, okay? Once again,
right.
I appreciate your opinion.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.